Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Areas of the Northeast dealing with some weekend flooding, including water rescues in Maryland. No deaths have been reported, but as the cleanup and the search for the missing continues in Texas, ABC's Samara Theodore says there's a major update about the flooding that killed more than 130 people.
In Texas, the number of missing from flooding earlier this month now dropping to 3 from more than 100 in hard-hit Kerr County. More than 130 people died in the devastating floods.
Texas lawmakers will hold a special legislative session this week to address the flooding. On social media, President Trump said the U.S. Senate should not have its August recess in order to confirm more of his nominees. 29-year-old Fernando Ramirez facing a preliminary charge of assault with a deadly weapon in Los Angeles. Authorities say he's the man who plowed his car into a crowd that was leaving a club early Saturday. Dozens of people were taken to hospitals. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. A resident of Eau Claire is speaking out about the impact of cuts to safety net programs, programs like Medicaid and SNAP. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection reports.
Oliver Wynn and his parents all live with disabilities. He says Medicaid has allowed him to have surgeries that have improved his quality of life to such a degree that he no longer needs a wheelchair. It also helps him pay for medication that would otherwise cost $5,000 a month. Wynn describes the forthcoming federal cuts to Medicaid and SNAP as terrifying.
It's going to change a lot of things for a lot of people, and I'm concerned for myself. I'm concerned for my family, my community. Everyone is going to be affected by this.
It's estimated more than 276,000 people in Wisconsin could lose their Medicaid coverage, and another 90,000 risk losing their SNAP benefits over the next decade. 1 in 8 people in Wisconsin depends on SNAP to help pay for groceries. Wynn is one of them. Although he currently works overnight shifts, he says he still needs SNAP to afford food for him and his child. Before he had Medicaid and SNAP, Wynn says his high medical debts meant he struggled to keep up with food and housing expenses, which led him to become homeless.
Because there's no way to balance trying to feed yourself, trying to pay off this debt, and still have access to health care and rent.
Along with federal cuts, the Trump administration is implementing stricter work requirements for these programs in an effort to curb what it calls welfare dependency. More than 45% of SNAP recipients in Wisconsin are in working families, and the majority of Medicaid recipients in the state are part of the workforce. Wynn says the rhetoric suggesting beneficiaries are lazy and unmotivated isn't based on reality. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Another win for the Brewers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beating the Dodgers again. 8-7 last night in Los Angeles. Milwaukee now with a 9-game winning streak. Now, the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani hit his 33rd homer of the year. He leads the National League, but the Brewers kept coming back. They're now 5-0 against the defending World Series champions after that 3-game sweep in Milwaukee before the All-Star break. Although Freddy Peralta won his 7th straight start, he wasn't particularly sharp, giving up 4 runs and 5 hits in 5 innings pitched. But the Brewers tacked on some insurance runs to maintain the lead. Right fielder Isaac Collins with a 363-foot homer over the short right field wall in the 4th inning. Caleb Durbin with an RBI double in the 6th. Then Joey Ortiz with a home run to round things out. So again, the final, the Brewers 8-7 over the Dodgers last night. Game 3 of the series wrapping up this afternoon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland
Center. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a mix of clouds and sunshine today. Light east winds and highs in the upper 70s, close to 80 degrees. Overnight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 50s. On Monday, we'll see a mostly sunny sky returning, highs in the lower 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Good morning, everybody. The music is starting. Music of the Stars on the air. We'll be here till high noon central on most of these civic media radio network stations. As July transitions into August. I know. July's a magical month anyway. But then you reach the end of it, and yeah. Need I continue? There's a mix of joy and melancholy, both. Or there are those, and I can't say I share that. They might be excited for new beginnings. Well, we're going to appreciate the present moment. Look forward to possibilities. And today we feature Connie Francis and her story. Here are the Music of the Stars on Civic Media. Welcome aboard. Music of the Stars. Tony Bennett. George Calandrelli's orchestra with Tony.
Cloudy morning, dark as night, tops of buildings lost from sight, a sign of spring was nowhere to be seen. The trees in Central Park were anything but green. Tops of buildings reappeared, then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be a lovely day. Tops of buildings reappeared, then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be suddenly cleared. Then you appeared.
Joe McCarthy Jr. wrote that. No, not that Joe McCarthy. Here's Ella. And the Gershwins, George and Ira. The end of July.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. But as I walked through the foggy streets alone,
How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining.
Nelson Riddle arranged that. And the Gershwins. Stephen Eady.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguise, as no one knows, hides the face, lies the snake. The sun in my disgrace, boiling heat, summer stench. Neath the black, the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream, and I'll hear you scream again. Like old sun, won't you come? Far too long for snakes. In my shoes, a walk and sleep. And my youth, I pray to keep. Heaven send hell away. No one sings like you. Like old sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Like old sun, won't you come, won't you come? Like old sun, won't you come? Till you all just disappear. Like old sun, won't you come wash
Song's not supposed to make any sense, folks. Chris Cornell wrote that in just minutes. Scratched it out on a pad. He heard a news report, he said. Actually misheard it. Something about Black Hole Sun, the news anchor said that. So I got inspired and he put it on a pad and did it. Paul Anka had a version of that tune. So what's it all about, Black Hole Sun? I said, I don't know. Maybe it's just open enough that people can make it like a soundtrack to their moment. Oh, that works. It's all about tension, I guess. As Cornell said, it's a word picture. Trying to paint an image rather than convey any specific theme. Yeah, they've written songs like that more recently, I think, than in years past, in the Cole Porter days. Well, then again, he had a few. The Music of the Stars. There's a story about a foggy day in London town. It goes back to a horrible couple of weeks in London when the sky was obscured. It was coal pollution. It was difficult to breathe. Well, the Gershwins took that and made it like it's just a normal cloudy day. Not really. It was a bad time. Did you catch that part where the bells are ringing in old London? Oh, maybe we'll do it again. And we lost Connie Francis.
The song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may. Break of dawn, you and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may.
She did an interview with Larry King of Mutual Broadcasting back in 2002. Talked about what she learned over the course of her life. And Connie Francis, how she gained some perspective from all the tragedies around her. But she was back on the stage. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Network. Conchetta Franconero, birthday December 12, 1937, born in Newark. Now, she talked warmly about her early childhood. It was Arthur Godfrey who said, "You better change your name." She was on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, a good program. Oh, and by the way, she played the accordion, and Arthur said, "You better drop that." She goes, "Yes, I hate the thing anyway." First TV appearance was on NBC Television in 1953, a program called Startime Kids. Her dad, George, raised some money and put together four songs to give her daughter a chance at a career. Her first single was something called Freddie. Nobody bought it. So she thought about maybe being a doctor, or at least a nurse, or a professional. Something in the medical career. She considered this and was thinking about getting a scholarship at New York University, and then she did another recording session, this one for MGM on October 2nd. Joe Lipman and his orchestra, no, I don't remember him either. And she recorded that cover version of Who's Sorry Now, which goes back to 1923. Harry Ruby, Burt Kelmar. By the way, that was an interesting movie, Three Little Words. Danny Thomas starred. Well, she said, "My dad insisted that I do this. Who's sorry now?" And her dad was convinced, "Yeah, you can be a hit singer, because that's a song that everybody knows already. And the kids can dance to it. If we do it rock and roll style." The Music of the Stars, the Connie Francis story. already bought Who's Sorry Now? Just like all our previous releases. And she said something like, "Dad, I told you so." But then on New Year's Day of 1958, Dick Clark and American Bandstand. She said, "I heard Dick Clark mention something about a new girl singer, so what else is new? 95 million females in America. Dick Clark said she's headed for the number one spot. And then, on February 15th of that year, 58, the brand new Saturday Night Beach Nut Show. And by the way, Dick also hosted that. Within a few months, a million records were sold. Civic Media Radio Network, Jack Jones.
I am a singer. I work at night. I stand in front of you and hold my notes up to the light. I tune up all my secrets and hang them on my voice. I have no other talent. I am a singer. I do the ballads. I do the blues. You know, no matter what, I got a song for you to use. I step inside my feelings and spread my story out. And when the chorus calls me, it proves without a doubt I am a singer. I remember every melody that ever danced my way. Last night's solo concert to my party.
Nettie Fisher.
Song that's in my heart. The night with its thousand eyes can see that I belong to you and you to me. Are longing to impart. Those songs of love may come and go until the end of time. The world will know this song is yours and mine. Songs of love may come and go until the end of time. The world will know this song is yours and mine. Hugo
Winterhalter's orchestra with Eddie.
We strolled the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain together. Never end, but one day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my together. Oh, darling, the memory of all the happy moments we shared together will always remain in my heart. The picnics at the park, the boat rides on the lake, the way we danced all night, the warmth of your kiss, the way you held me tight, are all part of a tender love I'll never, never forget. You're gone. Darling. wherever you are, will always be together.
That's from Hollywood, 1928. The picture, Since You Went Away. Here's Mantovani. Buddy DeSilva wrote that.
By the time I see you again, you're in love.
You're silly. You're the silliest man I ever knew.
Now you're making sense. I always knew you had a good head on your shoulders. Will you write to me?
There won't be anything to write. There won't be anything to happen after you're gone. Ever.
All right. But I'll write to you. I have to go now, dear. Goodbye. Goodbye, Janie.
Goodbye, Tony. I'll write to you. I'll write to you all the time. Catch the mumps.
What's the matter? Do you want to keep them all to yourself? Besides, I'm no hero. I've had the mumps. I'm immune.
Oh, Tony. I wish...
Let me wish this time. I wish that I were 17.
Oh, Tony.
That's from Since You Went Away, Joseph Cotton. Jennifer Jones, 1944. Connie Francis.
Oh, the good life full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So just be honest . Don't try to fake romance. It's a good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartache.
Connie, the voice silenced at 87.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Pop icon Connie Francis has died at the age of 87. She took the music world by storm more than 70 years ago, and you may recall just recently had a resurgence of fame on TikTok when her hit song Pretty Little Baby went viral.
Well, it turns out Francis grew up in Belleville, New Jersey, and today we found out her impact there is still visible.
Connie Francis was an undeniable force whose wholesome songs made up the fabric of pop music in the 1950s and 60s. Francis sold more than 40 million records before she was 25, and in 1960 became the first female artist to reach the Billboard Top 100. The pop icon made her mark on movies as well, with her breakout role in Where the Boys Are. Other musical and romantic comedies followed, capitalizing on her saucy girl-next-door image. But before she became Connie Francis, Concetta Franconero was born in Newark, New Jersey, and grew up in Belleville. Her childhood home sits on a street now named Connie Francis Court.
There's no doubt she was one of our favorite daughters, and she was just so lovely and so appreciative. You would think that a worldwide superstar, you know, when they come home, they wouldn't necessarily be that way. And she was so gracious.
Francis graduated from Belleville High School, where the auditorium was dedicated in her honor, and her impact is still clear.
But what does that mean to know that she graduated from the school that you're now the principal of?
Oh, very, very proud to have a person who has such recognition across the country, across the world. And it means a lot to have someone coming from Belleville who's here on our Wall of Fame.
But Francis was clear that her life was marked more by tragedies than fame. A botched nose job damaged her ability to sing. Her brother was murdered, and she was raped after performing at a music festival in Westbury, Long Island.
She was a vocal advocate for sexual violence victims, and she never stopped talking about that. And it's something that most people, that it's so intimate to them, and especially the trauma she went through, most people would shy away from that. But it's something that she always felt that she wanted to share to help others. That was just really her nature.
Unfortunately, like most people, we rarely talk about our real feelings, especially to those people closest to us. There are very few of us that do that.
Connie Francis found fame a second time around earlier this year.
Pretty little baby, I'm so in love with you.
Her hit song, Pretty Little Baby, resurged on TikTok, earning her a brand new fan base of supporters who weren't even alive when she first made it big.
Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, I want to thank them all for honoring me. And I want thank the millions of people who sang along with me on Pretty Little Baby.
Frances told Larry King she rose to fame too soon and didn't learn the lesson she needed to learn by failing when she was young. She told him, "You only learn by failure, not by success." Nice that right before her death, she realized that a whole new generation of people loved her song, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that she was able to connect with a younger generation. That was the golden age, you know, of Hollywood and in the music industry. And I love listening to all that old music, looking at all the styles. Me too. And they were all trailblazers, which all should be remembered.
Together, sang love's refrain together. And we'd both pretend it would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together.
The music of the stars. Now let's pause for CBS News. A look at weather, and we're on till high noon here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the stars.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On social media, President Trump says the USA is the hottest and most respected country anywhere in the world. He's marking 6 months in office today, but ABC's Selena Wang says he's also dealing with criticism from many of his supporters.
President Trump trying to put the Jeffrey Epstein firestorm behind him, but admits his administration's attempt to unseal the grand jury records related to the convicted sex offender may not be enough. Trump writing on social media, even if the court gave its full and unwavering approval, nothing will be good enough for the troublemakers and radical left lunatics making the request. It will always be more, more, more.
Number of people still missing from the July 4th flooding in Kerr County, Texas, has been revised to 3 from nearly 100 after many of those were accounted for. Those floods killed more than 130 people. And one person still critical after the person rammed a vehicle through a crowd outside of a club in Los Angeles early Saturday. This is ABC News.